This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry's here at Barry is Funny. Nick's here at the producer Nick. I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank at Cody underscore Stutes on Twitter. All right, quick story about my 600-pound life.
Okay.
And then not mine, but the TV show. I'm not there yet. And I don't plan to be there. But yes, all those people are basically over 300 pounds.
I had
or
no,
over 600 pounds.
I had no idea.
But they're all like 7-something or whatever.
I'm sure there was a couple 830s or 835s.
Yeah, there's some big ones. What? There was a guy that I was watching it the other day, and he's on it, and he loses like 200 pounds. And he's like doing a really good job, and he's still huge. Like, don't get me wrong, he's still a very large person. He loses like 200 pounds to get to like 6-something. And they're like, okay, you got to keep on the same track, because the show is about them losing weight to get to the point where they can have the surgery on their stomach and then
the
lose a bunch
band
more.
Surgery?
Yeah, like okay. Those kind of surgeries, and then lose a bunch more weight. So this guy lost like, I think like 100 or 200 pounds. He's down to like 6-something. And he comes back and he's like, Doc, I don't feel good. Like, I slipped a little bit. And then they get on the scale and he's gained in a month. He gained 200 and something pounds.
Oh.
In a month?
In a month.
How do you eat so much that you gain that? Or was it not just eating? It was like,
it's definitely
thyroid or
I think it's a little bit of that and a lot of bit of eating. But
oh my God.
Because if you see the tables that they serve the food on,
yeah,
you think they're serving 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
Is it possible to just eat that much?
Apparently it is.
If you're that big and you've got that big a stomach.
Apparently it is.
Like, I eat a lot. I can eat a lot of food. But it's also not, you know, I'm not going to gain. Like, there's nothing for me to gain. I can gain 4 or 5 pounds over a weekend.
Right.
200 something pounds in a month.
That's insane.
So that's what, 50 a week, right? Basically?
Yeah.
50 pounds a week he's
over
gaining 50, every week. Every
he was
day.
Over 200.
So, oh my God. So you're gaining, what, 7 divided by 50? Or 50 divided by 7, I should say.
Oh, crap. Don't get me.
7 and 7, seven is 49.
7.
So that's 7 pounds a day.
Yeah.
That you're gaining. Now, mind you, the human body just resting will burn a certain amount of calories, mm-hmm. just as is.
Yeah.
And so that's why they say if you eat 2,000 calories, if you're just, you know, basic, if you're just a basic dude and you're going to burn 2,000 calories, you won't get fat, you won't lose weight. So that means that this dude is probably eating in the neighborhood of 10,000 to 12,000 calories at least.
So you're talking, let's talk breakfast. You're talking how much sausage, how much egg, how much hash browns,
how much sausage.
You remember all those crazy stories about like Michael Phelps' diet?
Yeah.
That dude's doing that like 3 times a day.
Yeah. Jeez. Without the workout.
Like The Rock when he has his cheat day. Have you ever seen that? All the pizza and stuff he eats?
Have I ever seen that? Trying to like the pictures twice on Instagram.
Have you ever tried to do one of those days? Do you think you could?
Oh, some of the stuff The Rock does, I'm like, that was Saturday in college.
Yeah, I mean, we've all bragged about we've all bragged about like having an entire pizza to ourselves. Like, I've done that. Like, I've eaten an entire pizza to myself. I feel like a lot. Like, that's a snack to some of these people.
Yeah,
on this show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And then one of the things I shouldn't be laughing because the guy died.
Oh,
damn. I didn't know
wait
that part.
A minute. You got to lead
That's what you
that,
lead
Cody?
With, bro.
Well, you didn't make it.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you gain 200 pounds in a month.
It went sideways on
the
real
sweet
fast.
Release of death is probably.
It went sideways for him. But he blamed the people that he blamed himself. He's like, I order the food and I have it brought to me and it's my fault. He's like, I need to let somebody else order the food. And the doctor was like, no, you need to just order the food healthy for yourself. He's like, yeah, you're probably right.
But what is he possibly going to do? If you don't bring him the food that he ordered, like if you're trying to help the guy out, like he's not moving anywhere. He's not chasing you.
That's good. That's a great point.
I mean, he's going to yell, probably.
Just annoy you till you bring him the food he needs.
I don't understand. How do you? I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this because I don't feel like it's even possible to eat enough food to gain 7 pounds in a day.
Oh, I absolutely have done that.
You've gained 7 pounds in a day.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not talking about, I need to poop, and then there goes 3 pounds.
No, I used to wrestle in high school. And so you would cut all week, like all week, but most people didn't have to. I did at different times.
Okay, okay, okay.
And then you eat so much.
I agree. Now, like when AJ and I, we did a jiu-jitsu tournament, and I cut down to like 170. I got to 169. I think I hit the mats at like 185, 190.
Yeah.
Like, and AJ gained like 20 pounds overnight. But that's also cutting, and a lot of that is water weight.
True, true, true.
So you, when you cut, you shed all your water weight. You literally deplete your body of all of its water.
Right.
And then you're going to gain that back, plus the food in your belly, plus the normal weight gain of a couple of pounds. So, yeah, I could see you. But that's a different. And you're going to do something athletic and lose the weight. If you're going to gain 200 pounds in a month, you got to keep eating and not burn it so you can get that fat. That's crazy. Although, yeah. I ain't going to lie. If somebody was like, challenged me.
Like, what?
300-pound Barry or 400-pound Barry.
That would be the most delicious challenge. I don't even know if I would be mad.
At some point, don't you just get like you've had some binges where you want to eat just delicious, tasty food. At some point, don't you just get tired of it? Like,
I kind of do. My wife and I will look at each other. We're like, I am so sick of eating fast food.
Like a few weeks ago, I was like, you know what I really need for breakfast after eating like breakfast burritos for a week straight? I was like, can I get a smoothie up in here? You know, something cold, you know?
You do kind of get sick of it after a while.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Is it because you're getting sick of it, or is it because your body's paying the price and you're like, man.
Oh, no. Yeah, my wife and I would just be like, oh, my God, let's just go get like a salad or something. I'm just tired of eating fast food.
Yeah.
Because we don't have kids, so we never cook. So it's literally last one home brings dinner. And so there's always that conversation, what do you want? I don't care. What do you want? I don't care. Do you have anything specific you want? No. Are you craving anything? No.
Checking off cuisines like, I don't want this.
Yeah,
we had this week.
We had this this week. We had that last week. I'm not feeling this. I kind of was thinking this, but then I don't know. It's out of the way. And this, dude, and then you're like, well, what's around? Oh, well, up the road is this, and this is next to that, and this, and you start trying to name all of the.
And of course, you've been to every place that's next to your house, so you're like sick of that.
You get to that one that you forget about that's in the corner, like that one shopping center. Like, oh, what about this? Like,
oh, the Arby's. Remember? Yeah. We got to go get Arby's. And my mom's like, well, I guess. And So we do get sick of it. Look. I could put on weight, and I can get fat. I can't put on 200 pounds.
Not in a month.
I can't even.
I could put on two. I think you could put it on 200 pounds, but not in a month, dude. That's a lot.
Oh, no. That's 7 pounds a day is just unbelievable.
He was a hefty fella.
That's sad, man. Yeah. And then he's like, I don't feel good. Yeah.
You don't.
Your intestines are probably just being crushed.
My favorite thing about that show is that I remember one guy complaining about the biscuits being so dry, but they put all the food on the table. And by the time he got to the end where the biscuits were, like it took him 40 minutes just to get to the biscuits, and he was wondering why the biscuits were so dry. You get what I'm saying? Like,
just get that man some gravy.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, what's it going to hurt at that point?
I know. Yeah.
If you've eaten so long that biscuits go dry.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
At that
like,
point, gravy's just
you're
whatever.
Eating way too much. Like, God.
Do we want to take these calls or do we want to move
on? Oh, yes.
We could.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they have to clarify whether or not they're fat or not. Otherwise, we can't
take it. That's true. Now, David, Nolan, you're going to have to tell us how tall you are and how much you weigh before you do this.
Yeah.
All right, David, you're first up here. What do you want to get in on? We were talking about fat people. My 600-pound life. What do you want to get in on here?
Hello?
Go for it, David.
Yes. Hey, love the show. My name is David. I'm 6'2". I weigh 310 pounds and then had what's called gastric bypass.
Oh, okay.
So they reduced my stomach. They take the top third and then reroute it to your intestine. And I weigh 183 and have been for the last
good
year.
Good for you, man.
David, that's outstanding, man.
There's one other surgery that these guys that are so large would have an even more extreme one, and it's called a duodenum switch. And that's a little bit more intensive for the guys that are so, so large. But what happens is, Barry, you were right on. They eat so much, but then they also retain fluid because they can't move around. So then there, once they get to a certain point, they can't expel all their fluids either. So then all the pressure in their chest and in their legs just starts to swell up, and then they can't expel all that extra liquid, not only with what they're eating. They don't do the lap band anymore. That's kind of something that was good a while ago, but now they've got better surgeries for that.
Well, there you go. David,
so you were right on with the fluid, but yeah, somebody can't eat that much, but it's also once you get so large that they can't move around, they're going to gain the weight. I'll let you go. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
David,
that was an informative call, man.
He brought it.
I wanted to ask him how much weight he gained over a weekend. What's his best weekend?
Oh, yeah. What was his
weight? Hey, how much did you eat and how much did you gain over one weekend?
And most of the suspects are pretty cool about revealing what they've had, what they've lost.
Yeah.
310 to, what do you say, 180?
183.
Good
that
for him.
Dude is
that's great.
20
that's
pounds,
over 150
almost
pounds.
20 pounds skinnier than me. I hate David. Damn. That's great.
Do you call people that use the surgeries cheaters in the weight loss?
No, I think whatever you need to do to get healthy.
Whatever you need to do to lose the weight.
Whatever it takes. Crack.
David, send me your guy's number.
Surgery? Yeah, whatever. I mean, smoke some crack. Get a little syphilis if that's what it takes. I don't care.
I don't advise that.
I hate you so much.
Smoking crack?
No, don't do that. Quickly. Yeah,
the syphilis will just make you look like Nick, where it's just gut. It's just right there and then some bumps on your lips.
Let's get Nolan here. You got a hell of a call to follow here, Nolan. What do you got for us, man?
Yeah, I know that was a good one, but I'm Nolan down in Galveston. I'm only 6 foot, 205 pounds. I've been the same weight for 5 years.
Okay.
But the only question question I had was, yeah, if this guy is 600 pounds and he must not be able to work anymore, but if he's putting on 12,000 calories a day, how does he afford to pay for all this food?
So
That's a good question.
I'm glad
Nolan.
You asked this, Nolan. And a lot of times,
Nolan, I was going to guess dad bod. By the way, 6 foot, 200, probably a dad bod, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
So a lot of times they don't address this, but many times they have enablers. Family members will pay.
I was just
going to
say,
them.
Yeah.
Why?
Or their boyfriend or girlfriend will pay for one.
Wait! Hold on.
And that's a big part of the show.
These people have relationships, Barry.
You got 750 pound dudes with girlfriends?
Yep.
I thought I was impressed when Ralphie May had a hot girlfriend.
Right. R.I.P.
How?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And obviously they're not consummating the relationship. At 700 pounds, can you have sex? That would be my next question.
It's probably not healthy for you. Like your heart at that point.
I mean, you really ain't gonna do it. Let's be real. There's one position when you're 700 pounds.
But big dudes have
right?
been known
Or do you
to,
have to, like, get on a, like, I don't know. Is it like you have to get in a pool
I'm
and
not
then just kind of bump into each other?
I'm not getting anywhere near this.
Why not? Why not,
no.
Cody? This
no.
is our show. This
I
is what
know.
We do.
No. Listen, people want to know how a 700-pound man could have sex with his girlfriend. Does she run and just jump on it? Like, whatever I hit, I hit. Like, whatever I land on is what I'm riding.
Wow.
How do you do that? What do you... I can't... You got to be... Like
Cody wants nothing to do with
you
this.
You have to have the largest penis in the world to be able to pull sex off at 700 pounds.
So to answer Nolan's question about the money, sometimes they're disabled and they get a check. And they spend it on that.
But you're right.
They're considered disabled.
Yes.
Which,
because they disabled themselves.
Because they're not mobile anymore.
I don't want to sound shallow, but I kind of have a problem with that.
With them being disabled, but they can't move,
considering
bro.
Themselves disabled, that would be like, I don't know, that would be like a crackhead being like, well, I can't go to work. I smoke crack all day. And so I need to get a check. Like, no, you don't go to work because you smoke crack all day. You're disabled because you ate yourself disabled. I mean, that's not really disabled. There are people that are legitimately disabled that would be like, wow, I didn't get to choose that. Lucky you, you get to park up front also.
I would love to tell you that I told that original story about the show with the hopes that it would not go
this way,
but full well knowing that it would.
Seriously, how does a 700-pound man have sex? I kind of understand.
I mean, weren't
how
you cool with Ralphie May? Didn't he know? Like, you didn't ask him?
I mean, Ralphie claimed he had a big penis. So,
did he?
I mean, that's what he said. And so I don't know. I've never asked Lana Turner, how did you have sex with Ralphie? But Ralphie wasn't 700 pounds either.
Yeah, I exaggerated. He was probably like, what, four bills? Three bills?
That's a good question. I'd have to Google. I don't know.
He has
how
to be three
much,
to four bills,
Ralphie
dude.
Was.
He was a big dude. He was three to four bills for sure.
I watched him do. It was a benefit show for
Andy Huggins. Oh, not Andy.
For Ed Blake.
Ed Blake. Yeah.
I watched him
Andy
do a benefit show.
Andy and I were just talking about that show.
And he was I guess he was sick, so he had some NyQuil, and I guess he'd been drinking with some of the comedian friends.
Yep.
And he just sat on a stool and told jokes for, I think, 2 straight hours, and I've never laughed harder in my entire life.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
He dropped
800 pounds.
Ralphie May?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, Google Ralphie May weight right now.
In recent years, May weighed about 400 pounds, but just last year he said he felt good. He had apparently at one point lost 350 pounds. Lost. His goal was to get down to 250.
His weight gained to 800 pounds following a car accident at the age of 16.
Source it. I want the sources.
Yeah, I want the source.
I want a microphone that doesn't fall.
Wikipedia.
Apart.
Wikipedia.
You need to get your mic some Blue Chew. Oh, and you broke it.
It's already broken.
Now you look like the lead singer of Queen. Holding the mic stand like that. Way to go, Cody Mercury. Gonna miss you when you die of AIDS.
We'll be back on Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
At Barry is funny on Twitter, at the producer Nick. I'm at Cody underscore Stutes, in for at Pac-Man Joel on Twitter.
Can we just put out one rule?
Little PSA?
Don't be sending me pictures of you with your shirt off, all fat. I don't need to see that. I see a fat dude every day when I take my shirt off. And I see my cellulite man boobs. I don't need to see yours, too. Don't send me that. That's awful. Get out of here. Stop sending me topless man pics.
Topless lady pics, though. Barry's in.
Well, I mean, some of the ladies.
So what? Some of the ladies what? Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Bro. I mean.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Some of the ladies are too modest to send those. That was a good save.
Well played. Well played there, sir.
A lot of people are encouraging me to watch my 600-pound life. They're like, Barry, you'll get addicted to the show.
I think you would enjoy it.
No, you know what the problem would be? If I'm being just dead on honest,
you turn into a get on the cast for it.
One, as a comedian, I would write 1,000 fat jokes.
Yes,
I would just sit there and I already do 6 minutes of material about my own personal weight loss struggles, and I don't need another 15 to 20 minutes of fat jokes, especially if I'm losing weight. I've been doing the innovative lasers thing. I lost 6 pounds in a week. Now I can't go on stage and have, you know, half hour of fat jokes. So that will be part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that I would watch that and I would see all the delicious foods that they're eating.
Yep.
And I would be like, oh, I'm getting that. Oh, I didn't know they even made that kind of ice cream. I would just be, there's no way. I would be 600 pounds just watching the show because all the food would look so delicious. True story.
I agree.
I can't do it. So no, I'm not watching it.
Okay. All so right. Let's talk about, because we haven't talked about it yet.
Okay.
Let's talk about KD. We'll talk about everybody else in a minute.
Yes.
Let's talk about KD.
Yes.
Kevin Durant leaves the Golden State Warriors, signs with the Brooklyn Nets. He joins Kyrie Irving on the Nets. He's obviously not playing this year because of the torn Achilles. But what did you make of Durant leaving the Warriors, second signing up with the Nets?
I was a little surprised it was the Nets, though that started to be the rumor later on that the Nets were big players. I think I was most surprised that the Knicks didn't want to pay him. That didn't make much sense to me.
That the Knicks were hesitant to offer him
the max deal.
Max deal.
And, you know, okay, ESPN, we get it. Stephen A. Smith is distraught, quote unquote. I get it. Let's move on. I didn't need to see him 15 times this morning. But I think it's a difference maker, and I think it makes obviously it makes the Nets a legitimate contender when he comes back. to come out of the East, especially depending on what Kawhi does. And I think that's also a big, you know, what if in this whole scenario. All these free agents, and now it looks like there's a lot of new players in both conferences, but that's going to tilt too depending on what Kawhi does. But, I mean, with Durant, I it doesn't surprise me because I think he got his championships. Now he wants to go be the man somewhere else. That's the thought, right?
So
he wants to go be the man somewhere else.
He wants to play with his friends.
So he's going to join up with another guy that wants to be the man somewhere else.
And will be, and will be the face because he's still healing from that Achilles. So that's going to be a weird dynamic when he comes back.
You got two guys that wanted to be the man somewhere else, so they join up. Are they going to be the co-man somewhere else? This is going to be – I'm not so 1,000% sold that the chemistry is going to be there, because that's the other point that you make, Nick, that I thought of this morning is this is going to be a whole year of Kyrie Irving's team.
Sure.
What's going to happen if he excels, if he does well, if they make a deep run in the playoffs? Then something weird, Durant comes back, and for whatever reason, it's a whole different feel and vibe and – that's going to – I mean, I'm not saying that's going to be an issue, but that's going to be weird. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And then, you know, everybody's already jumping on the 2021 bandwagon of, oh, well, that's probably the year the Nets win it all. I mean, don't sell the whole chemistry thing short. They've got to learn how to play with each other.
So the Nets was interesting because if you look at the three rosters these guys could go to, you know, that Durant could go join a star. If he's leaving Golden State, you look at the roster top to bottom, the Nets was the – most impressive roster. The Knicks had R.J. Barrett and just a couple of other guys. You know, Knox is okay. The Clippers, yeah, they had Lou Williams, and yeah, they had Montrezl Harrell, but Montrezl is a bench guy. Lou, at the end of his career, you know, or towards the back end of his career, bench guy, and there was no thought they were going to, you know, no idea yet they were going to bring Patrick Beverley back. And then you look at the Nets, and it's like, oh, okay, so you're taking D'Angelo Russell off the team. You're adding Kyrie Irving and to basically the exact same squad. Oh, and eventually you're going to add Kevin Durant to that. Like
that's DeAndre Jordan.
And DeAndre Jordan, which, by the way, DeAndre Jordan's been washed for 2 years. Yep. So
look at his numbers last year.
Good thing he's friends with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and got paid, but he's been washed for 2 years.
And the fact that Kevin Durant and Kyrie took less just to make that $40 million deal work with DeAndre, I think is big. If you look at the numbers, I've been talking about this because I remember I got killed when I said I'd rather have Clint Capella over DeAndre Jordan about 2 years ago. If you look at the numbers, it's completely different. It's a much different dynamic with DeAndre right now.
The kid they have that plays center for them now, Jared Allen from Texas, he's better than DeAndre Jordan right now. Like, that was good thing you went and played with your friends. The big thing is, and it's already started, it's hot this morning, the stories that come out of Golden State are going to be incredible. They're going to be so good. Durant upset because Bob Myers made a joke that he wasn't going to pay Durant the max because Curry had earned it and Durant hadn't. Durant upset because Warriors fans would cheer MVP when Steph was at the free throw line and not when he was at the free throw line. Durant upset because Draymond Green cussed at him. Like, they make him sound so soft.
They really do, but isn't he a little bit?
Oh, yeah. And then, how about this little wrinkle for today? To put a little bow on, the morning starts with trash Kevin Durant on the way out the door, and it's almost like Warriors ownership is like, yeah, no, we liked him. We respected him. They're retiring his number, Barry.
Really?
He played there 3 years.
What?
And they're going to retire 35. The owner announced it today. They're retiring Kevin Durant's number after 3 years.
In an era where we're like trying to keep as many numbers as we can.
That seems very strange.
3 years, two titles, two finals MVPs against his number retired.
Because they probably win those titles without him.
Sure, but you don't have to do that either.
His number's not even retired at OKC.
That's so strange.
But I will tell you this. Dolan, his reputation, he's not helping himself at all. He might have put his... The thing is, the fact that he didn't offer the max contract, that's one thing. But to put out a statement or give a quote to the media saying, hey, we did that because of this, that's so dumb.
We were worried about the injury, and we didn't want to pay him.
And how about this?
Steve
Kerr, remember, he had the option between coaching the Golden State Warriors or the New York Knicks. I would not be surprised one bit if Steve Kerr was in his ear like, bro, look, I had the option. That Knicks organization is not someplace you want to go at all. And Woj even said that the Nets actually made themselves a player in this deal. they sold themselves, and they actually weren't even on his radar at the beginning. Radar on the beginning. So that should tell so many things to Dolan, that you need to be a little bit less of a loose cannon in dealing with some of these superstars, and just trying to be a better owner as opposed to being this a-hole that everybody's, you know, perceiving you to be.
Well, Brooklyn did some things. They had to have gotten a little bit lucky with D'Angelo Russell becoming a star when, you know, finally living up to the second pick in the draft when the Lakers took him. But I mean, they have some good role players in Brooklyn. I still want to call them the New Jersey Nets. They have some good role players there. You know, they weren't terrible, and they got a lot better.
Yep.
But I think that they showed that at least they can build a squad that can look and be competitive versus the Knicks.
Right. We're gonna put the right players around you, and if these guys don't fit, they're talented to other teams. And we can adjust them.
Yeah, good for them. Good. It's good to see at least one New York team might be relevant in basketball.
And if they live in New Jersey, they won't have to pump their own gas.
That's a thing.
And they won't have to pay full price for gas.
Because they can get upside. Guys, if you're not using this, it's a great app. You're going to love it. It gets you cash back. It's called Get Upside. It gets you cash back for the stuff you're already paying for, gas and food. Let's talk a little bit about the food, because I want you guys to take advantage of this. It's really good. First of all, when you download Get Upside, it's completely free. No catch, no fees, no hidden fees, no nothing. Its sole purpose is to get you cash back for the stuff you pay for. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That'll get you a bump on your first fill up through the app. But let's talk a little bit about the food. There's over 100 gas stations, 100 restaurants around the city of Houston where you can get up to 35% cash back. And yes, those deals actually do exist. We've had listeners that have signed up on GetUpside tell me, Barry, there's a Wendy's over here where you get 35% cash back. So they do exist. You just find them, and it's easy to find because it's all in a map. You say, search this area. Give me all the restaurants where I can get a deal through the Get Upside app. And these businesses want your business. That's why they're in Get Upside offering you these deals. They don't want you to go to the competitors. So they're like, hey, come eat with us. We'll give you a couple bucks back. That's how it works. Don't leave money at the table. Use the Get Upside app to get that cash back. Again, up to 35%, and that's how you really start getting up your bankroll. You're already eating out a lot. You're already buying food on the way home. Do it through the Get Upside app and get cash back, and don't tell your wife about it. You keep that money. You buy what you want with it. That's she money, money she don't need to know about. It works. You know, I use it. My wife uses it. Nick uses it. AJ's a big Get Upside user. Tons of listeners hopping on board. Here's what I want you to do. Once you download it today, give it a couple weeks, send me a screenshot. I'd love to see how much money you're getting back from Get Upside, because it absolutely works, and you're going to thank me for it. So go put it on your phone right now. It's called Get Upside, all one word. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later. And do not go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds on The Usual Suspects.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry's here, Nick's here. I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. All right, lots to get to still. Half hour left in this thing. We got to talk about Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yep.
And we still got to get to the rest of NBA free agency.
Yeah, there's still a lot of moves that we didn't discuss.
All right, so the big one out there that we're all waiting for is Kawhi.
Yep.
And we can agree that if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, they're the favorite, and we should all just stop worrying about basketball.
Yeah, if Kawhi goes to the Lakers are the new Warriors.
Yes.
Period.
And honestly, they might be the new Warriors in like a more aggressive fashion, because they'll be more defensive oriented than offensive oriented. Like,
true.
I mean, they're going to score a ton of points on you, but they're going to be able to lock you down as well.
My goodness. Could you imagine having that Kawhi, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and, Kyle Kuzma?
Oh, and by the way, they're probably the favorites for Andre Iguodala if he gets bought out by the Grizzlies.
Crazy. Yeah, absolutely nuts.
So, yeah, you're not scoring a ton of points on them.
Nope. Then the Rockets have to retool and adjust their sights and no longer aim to beat the Warriors. Now it's everybody's chasing the Lakers. You know what team that's nobody's mentioning? And I don't want to derail this because I know you had specific order. A lot of people aren't talking about the Jazz, but I keep hearing their name come up as a team to watch out for. Some of the moves that they've made.
Bojan!
Yeah, I mean, that's a big get for them when you figure everything else that they had. This is a Jazz team. They were seven out, but I think that's a much better team than they got credit for. And the fact that they got better.
Mike Conley.
A lot better.
Mike Conley.
The Mike Conley trade.
So now Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
They add Bogdanovic.
Yeah.
As just an absolute master of the three-pointer.
Yep.
Still have, what's the guy? You make fun of him sometimes. Joe Ingles?
Joe Ingles, yeah.
You make fun of him.
Dogging him on Twitter, yeah.
Royce O'Neal's still on that team. He's a nice player. They've got a...
They're loaded.
They're loaded.
And when you look at the shift of the balance and power in the West, it's almost like...
There's a vacuum ready for someone to take power.
And it's what are the Lakers going to do? But obviously the Lakers are going to be in the playoffs next year. And they didn't make it this year. I like some of the moves Sacramento made, but look at the top. You got the Warriors. I feel like the Warriors will probably fall to the middle of the pack. They're probably a 4-5.
Still in the hunt with adding D'Angelo Russell. Still got Steph Curry. Still got Draymond Green.
Still have Klay Thompson.
When he comes back. And then Steve Kerr's a good coach.
Yeah, but I don't think that they're going to be the head and shoulders best team in the West.
No.
You've got Denver to compete with.
Yep.
Portland.
Yep.
You've got Utah now. And the Lakers, I think that might be your top four teams. And then the Rockets and Warriors now 5-6 somewhere. And don't forget the Thunder.
From a record standpoint, I don't know if the Rockets' record is going to be as impressive as, say, Portland or Denver. And Portland's done a ton to change the look of their team, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of names that you wouldn't necessarily think are big-time things. But record-wise, Denver, Portland, Utah. Utah's a little bit different. I like the Rockets' chances against Denver. I like the Rockets' chances against Portland. Utah would be a fantastic matchup for them. And, oh, by the way, still lingering in this whole thing is Kawhi. If he doesn't pick Toronto and the Lakers, he picks the Clippers. All of a sudden, flies up the rankings. Oklahoma City, okay, they played last year with an unhealthy Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
What would a healthy Paul George look like? Oh, by the way, the Mavericks are going to be better because they're going to have Kristaps Porzingis. Oh, by the way, New Orleans has retooled this team into everybody's trendy. They're going to be a playoff contender pick.
Yeah,
they add J.J. Redick. Because the Jazz are adding Bogdanovic, they have to unload Derek Favors, so they get Derek Favors, and they've totally retooled the look of the Pelicans. And
we've seen guys like Zion Williamson who people...
Transformative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because...
The West is a dogfight. You mentioned Sacramento. They spent like $100-something million on Harrison Barnes, Dwayne Dedman.
They added a role player.
Ariza, yeah.
This is going to be an interesting time, and, you know, I think the one thing, I did see one expert actually, believe it or not, pick the Rockets to face the Jazz in the Western Conference Finals next year.
Ooh.
I was like, ooh, that's interesting, because I think the one thing we are forgetting is that the Rockets still do have talent. They still have one of the three or four, maybe five best players in the NBA.
Absolutely.
And James Harden.
Yep.
You've got, you know, some good shooters. You've got good role players. And with House coming back, I think his ceiling is the roof. He could be a lot better. He could be a major contributor on this team and in a positive way. So there's still a talented roster here in Houston. But you just, every year we expect the Rockets to make a sexy splash, and they didn't do that. So does it mean other teams got better? Yeah. Did it make them better than the Rockets? I think we'll find out. I think the Jazz are better than the Rockets now. They finished behind the Rockets. You know, we'll see what the Warriors do. Like you said, Nuggets, Blazers. Dude, the Rockets could finish anywhere from 3 to not making the playoffs next year, and that sounds ridiculous. That's possible.
The thing that I think
is absolutely possible.
Important going forward with the Rockets, especially for this season, and look, so there's still a lot of stuff to happen. It seemed like maybe last year, hey, wherever we end up in the Western Conference, Doesn't matter. We're just ready for the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think going forward, and this year specifically, making sure you're in that top four. If you're close, if you're in the hunt for number one and everything has to go through Houston, it'll be really important to go through Houston because we knew that home court didn't matter to the Warriors. Like, they could win a series if they didn't have home court. That didn't matter to them. We don't know that about all these other teams. So, like, if you have that small advantage when the whole season is all said and done, we get to the playoffs next year, like, so that leads me to believe, okay, are you going to push Chris Paul to play a little bit more? Are you going to push James as hard as you push James all year in chasing that one or that two spot in the Western Conference? And if you're chasing it, you know, from the start, are you even capable of getting it, depending on who the teams are and how everything's shaken out? And then two, like, if you're close, like, how hard do you push for those things late in the year? And that's all something that goes down to Mike D'Antoni, who, by the way, is probably coaching for his job unless he gets a new contract.
It's going to be very interesting. I think there's a few teams you know are probably going to suck next year. Phoenix.
Yes.
Memphis.
Yes.
I don't know what the Wolves are going to be. They've got some talent.
Big miss for them. Big swing and miss for them.
Yeah.
Not getting D'Angelo Russell, they thought they were.
But they're probably bad, right, next
probably
year?
Probably bad, yeah.
So Memphis, the Timberwolves, and the Suns for sure are bad. But like you said, the Mavs?
Mavs,
I'm not ready to
better.
Say they're bad.
They should be way better.
They lost 49 games this year. I don't think that they lose 49 games this year. Next year, the Pelicans? I mean, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but they're retooled, and they'll probably be the Sacramento Kings of next year. Because remember, the Kings just missed the playoffs. I mean, they held it out the longest of any of the teams
that
didn't make it.
Yeah. By the time the last month rolled around, they were kind of out of
right.
it. Yeah,
I mean,
they were close for a long time.
But if Kawhi goes to the Clippers, you've got the Lakers, you've got the – I mean, this
– Oh, by the way, in all this
– This is a crazy Western Conference.
In all this conversation about the Western Conference, there's only one team – or there's only two teams we know for sure are going to be bad, Memphis and Phoenix.
Yep.
Okay? In all this conversation –
Timberwolves
were in. We haven't mentioned the Spurs, who are always in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter – what dude, they run out there, duct tape together, like they're always in the playoffs. So the Western Conference is incredibly hard right now.
It really is. There's two bad teams. There's a couple of teams that might be mediocre that show flashes.
And then the rest are playoff contenders.
And then there's teams that literally the rest of this conference could make the playoffs.
Yep.
Woo. That's why I say the Rockets, it won't surprise me if they finish anywhere between three and not making it.
That's Barry Lamack. That's Nick Schirra. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank here on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 975? No? Yes?
No, I think...
We can go to break and then do it in the middle.
Okay.
Oh, well, am I doing something... Nobody tells me these things.
Oh, yes.
If I'm doing something wrong, you got to tell me.
We just do what we do.
That could be just a reset. We didn't have to go to break.
No, it's all good.
Could talk about the guy robbing the burger joint, making himself his own burger.
What?
Oh, you didn't see
that
story?
I
want
to hear this.
All right, let's do that. We got to get to Bobby Bonilla as well.
Okay.
Okay. You just tell me. I need to keep going?
No.
No, we're good? Okay, so I can tell the folks that's Barry, that's Nick, I'm Cody, and for Joel, and this is Usual Suspects of ESPN 975.
That?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Schirra.
Hey guys, welcome back. Joining us on the show right now, I'm very excited, Laura Alexis, CEO of Innovative Lasers. Laura, thank you for being here. I couldn't wait to get you on the phone because I got to tell you, I am so excited and impressed with the results I got after 1 week. This isn't probably going to surprise you necessarily, but I know your great staff that you have there were a little surprised at my results after 1 week of treatments. The lady had to measure my waist three times because she goes, wait a minute, that can't be right. I did that wrong. She goes, you've already lost 2 inches off your waist, we guarantee 2 to 11 inches in your first 2 weeks. You did that in the first 3 days of treatments. Why does this work so well, Laura?
That's awesome. I'm really happy to hear that. Well, the latest technology is what we have. And one of the key ingredients that we use is the Zirona laser. Now, the Zirona laser, we do guarantee 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. I'm glad that you surpassed that. But the Zirona laser creates tiny microscopic tears into your fat cells. So when that happens, the content of the fat cell seeps out naturally through bodily fluids, such as urine and sweat, and you're shrinking, Bob. You're shrinking. I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I've already lost 6 pounds in my first week, and I tell you what, if you would have told me that I didn't have to go to the gym, that I didn't have to work out, that I didn't have to lift a weight, I could actually take a nap.
Yeah.
And lose fat. It's amazing. This is the greatest thing for a lazy person like me ever.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. You literally just lie there on the examination table. The laser does everything for you. It's very relaxing. I'm glad you experienced that as well. It's like a spa experience, and you know you're losing weight at the same time. So it's a win-win situation.
It
sounds too good to be true, but I'm glad that you're experiencing it.
You know, that's the thing is people were asking me like, well, okay, that sounds too good to be true, but if that's your results, does it hurt? It's a laser. Does it burn? There's really none of that. There's no bruising. There's no nothing. You're just laying there.
Right. There's no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. It's literally like a flashlight lighting on you and you don't feel a thing. So, I mean, the results are real. They're astonishing. And it's amazing. It's an amazing product that we have. We have 5 locations. And everybody's just really excited about it. I mean, we're having free consultations. What works for you is not going to work for your friend, for example. So it's a very customized program. Based on the number of pounds or inches that you want to lose, we'll put them in a plan specifically right for them. So I'm glad that it's working out for you. And I hope that everybody that's listening, all our listeners, would be encouraged to take advantage of the specials and take advantage of the lasers that we do have, and we have different target areas.
Tell everybody about the special, because you do have a special right now for ESP listeners. Tell them about that.
Yes. Typically, it's $2,400. Right now, it's not only half off, but we're also throwing in an additional 3 sessions for free. So it's a total of 9 sessions for $1,200. And let me tell you, I mean, the results are there. You're gonna see that result that very next day after you come back for your laser treatment. We do an analytical scan. It's not only a scale, but the analytical scan will tell you the weight, the water weight, the muscle level. So you'll always know where you're dropping your weight from. So you won't get discouraged. In fact, you'll get encouraged when you see your fat level going down and your muscle level going up, for example.
You heard her. So, call right now, 281-888-3094. You guys are going to take advantage of that special. First 100 callers, though, right? We're not doing this just all. First 100 callers, 281-888-3094. It's working for me. I want to see it work for you guys out there, usual suspects. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right.
July 1st, Barry.
Yes.
It is the summer.
Yes. Trying to get sexy.
Yeah. Melting away.
Right.
You know it's not melting away anytime soon?
What?
Bobby Bonilla's bank account.
That dude is the smartest man, the luckiest man. And I would...
Let me set it up for everybody. Okay. So that I don't know. In 2000, the Mets agreed to buy out the remaining $5.9 billion on Bobby Bonilla's contract. Instead of paying him $5.9 million, I said billion, but million is what I meant. $5 million on Bonilla, okay? The Mets agreed to make annual payments of nearly $1.2 million for 25 years starting July 1st, 2011, including a negotiated 8% interest. They did this because they thought Bernie Madoff was going to help them have huge returns in their future. So now, every year, July 1st, Bobby Bonilla collects a check for $1.19 million.
Could you imagine just like, oh, it's July 1st, I'm a millionaire again. Oh, I almost lost all my money and now I'm a millionaire again. Which, I mean, I don't think he lost his money. But, dude, it's one of the dumbest things I think I've ever heard of.
Would you like
and
to know,
amazing.
Would you like to know another fun fact about Bobby Bonilla?
Okay.
He has a second deferred contract plan.
Really? Now that I did not know.
Where the Mets and the Orioles agreed to a deferred contract plan. So not only does he make that from the Mets every year, he also gets another $500K.
What? For how long?
25 years starting in 2004. So jeez. 2029.
This dude, that's unheard of.
It's like a as seen on TV. But wait, Barry, there's more.
Okay.
Every year for 25 years, starting in 2004, Brett Saberhagen gets $250,000 from the Mets.
What?
Yes.
So Bonilla's not the only guy with one of these dumbass contracts that he tricked somebody into?
No.
Brett's, I need to go to Gal. Listen.
Brett Saberhagen.
July 1st, give me $100 every year.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one more?
Okay. Well, there's another one?
This is from pre-Bobby Bonilla. This is Bruce Sutter, the Cardinals closer great, who left the Cardinals and joined the Braves. And the Athletic detailed it this morning. Instead of getting his contract paid out full, they wanted, you know, even amounts over the course of the years. He wanted it paid out over the course of 30 years.
Okay.
But you can't pay money somebody doesn't already have. So they paid him his entire contract up front, in theory, but then paid it out with interest over years. 30-year contract. In addition to, they got to actually pay him the deal at the end. So Sutter, who was god-awful.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
For the Braves, he was actually better as a hitter in his collective war for the Braves than as a pitcher.
Oh, damn.
He finished with $45 million.
Oh, my God.
$45 million that he will finish getting all that money in 2022.
That's just crazy. Baseball is dumb. I would wonder if there's any of these other contracts in other sports, but I don't think so. I feel like this is a dumb baseball thing.
Well, Max Scherzer will join the club because the Nationals will be paying him through 2028.
Okay.
And Manny Ramirez is being paid by the Red Sox through 2026.
Wow. The only other one I could think of was Matt Maloney.
Oh, yeah.
From a non-baseball perspective.
Felt like they were paying him forever.
I think if we look, they probably are still having to pay that dude something somewhere somehow.
He still gets a voucher for like free concession stands.
Free popcorn on the concourse.
He goes to the same popcorn stand every time. Here comes Mr. Maloney.
Here comes Mr. Maloney. We have your popcorn and your soda ready, sir. Here's your free yearly popcorn and soda.
It's like somebody's in town that he really wants to see. He's like, I'm feeling different today. Can instead of a Coke, I have a Dr. Pepper? Like, yes, sir. You may have one free soda of whatever you'd like.
And I feel like that is exactly how Matt Maloney would say it.
Dr. Pepper.
A Dr. Pepper. You know, funny thing, he didn't actually go to med school.
Did you know? There's no period, so he's not really a doctor.
It's totally Matt Maloney right there. That's good stuff. Hey, man, thank you for filling in for Joel.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Outstanding job.
We're done already?
We're done already.
Is this finished?
356.
All right.
The big show is over with.
My quest for my 600-pound life begins again.
You busy tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Oh, damn it. All right. I got to figure that out for tomorrow. I have no idea who's doing the show tomorrow, Nick. Might be you and me again, buddy.
Thought it was Cody.
No.
Not to my knowledge. Nobody asked me.
I texted Jerome, and he couldn't do it, so I didn't plan anything past that, so we're kind of screwed right now. We'll figure it out. We're going to have I would love to tell you the guest. It's going to be a surprise. That's what it is. I've got a special guest. Probably Cody.
There you go. The usual suspects. He's Barry Lamb. That's Nick Ferrara. I'm Cody Stewart. In for Joel Blank here on ESPN 975.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.